This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Terry Francona back in town with the Reds and a 7:10 first pitch this evening on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app, and a pregame with Arcand at 6:10 this evening. Curtis, when it comes to Terry Francona and those that have managed or coached in this city for the last quarter of a century, emergency top five, where do you rank Terry Francona?
I have to say it. I might put him number one.
Really?
What?
Over the great Bill Belichick?
Right. If you take into account what he inherited in terms of the pressure of that job, and he won twice with with different teams.
Yeah, don't go down that road. Small fame is on that team.
And then he left and took the Indians, Guardians now, Indians then, to Game 7 against the Cubs. So something that the other guy never did elsewhere. Both coached in Cleveland and Boston. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And one got to a World Series and one game away from it. The other won one playoff game in his career without being in New England. So,
in the Twitch chat, a suggestion that the Belichick hate from you is real and remains.
Right. From people who sit there hating on every word I say, buy a mirror.
I'd probably put him second on the list.
I mean, who else ends up being in your discussion? Is Doc Rivers in there?
No.
Because isn't it about winning a championship, right? So, I don't know. Doc would be on the list of, like, all right, does he make the top five? Or is he just out of it? Because you wouldn't put Cassidy on that list. He didn't win a championship.
No.
In L.A.
Would you put Claude Julien on that list?
No.
Who would go on the list if it's...
They're all on the list. I wouldn't have them ahead of Francona.
No. I think it's Belichick, Francona, because you said emergency top five.
Right.
Then it would be Belichick, Francona, and then you'd have to figure out, okay...
Well, you'd have Mazzulla.
Right. How could you not? Mazzulla? He's the best coach in the NBA.
It's still early for Mazzulla, but I would put...
It was early when you said he was the best coach.
No, but he doesn't have as many – he didn't coach as many years as Doc Rivers is what I'm saying. I mean, maybe Mazzulla's able to win another championship in the next, if he's still coaching 4 or 5 years. But I maybe would put Doc on that list. I'd put him, maybe fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I find it hard not to have Bill Belichick at number one.
Yeah, of course he's number one.
Yeah, he's number one.
Yeah, I think he was largely aided by a certain man.
And Terry Francona wasn't aided by some Hall of Fame players.
Well, look at what he's done. Look at what he's doing with the Reds right now. A team that's far inferior talent-wise has a better record than your Red Sox. He's enhanced play. Belichick never did that.
I would give you that, Curtis, that he's went elsewhere and has done better.
You can't argue about what they've done outside of Boston.
No, but aren't we talking about what they did inside of Boston?
Well, I'm saying a big picture, big tent. I said the reason Francona was in this position was because he left and went to Cleveland and got to one game away from a championship.
Curtis, your guy Tom Brady canoodling with Sidney Sweeney at the Bezos wedding over the weekend.
I mean,
reports had me excited.
Did they?
I would love that.
But she was also canoodling with Orlando Bloom.
That guy stinks.
Who would you choose if you were single?
Oh, I would choose Tom Brady.
You would?
Kim Kardashian was there too, so who knows who Brady was, speaking to.
Oh, Greg, were you asking me who would I want, Sidney Sweeney or Tom Brady? Tom Brady. No doubt.
She's an actress, right, Sidney Sweeney?
Yeah.
I mean, that would basically be the power couple of all power couples.
She's very young, though.
Yeah, she's like,
she's legal. Everything's above.
How old is she?
23, 20, right?
Yeah, 20s, I think. I don't think she's that young. She's 23, but she's 27.
27? What are we doing here?
27.
Not that
young.
She's not that young.
Belichick says she's ancient.
How old is Tom? 47?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. Okay. All right. Let's get to Hill Notes. They're brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you gotta call Coleman.
It's electric!
Mr. Greasy Paul here again. I'm tired of hearing you guys complain. Greg's sitting there sounding like he's sitting on a non-greased bowl. You know what? I'd rather get chopped down and thrown into a wood chipper than let any of your defiled non-glossed hands touch me. The only person I'd consider climbing up on me is Courtney, but...
Maybe next year, if we go back, maybe we can get Shime on the greasy pole. I will say that is beautiful country up there in Gloucester and Rockport.
It was gorgeous. Awesome. But finding out that only like 10 women over the span since when the greasy pole started have done it just shows that women are smarter than men. Like, I would never put myself in that position to walk on that and hurt, break ribs.
Did you watch any of the dudes that were like getting hurt or near getting hurt over the weekend?
Yes, and everyone you talk to that's like, oh yeah, I won this year or that year, whatever. They're like, yeah, I've had every injury that you could imagine from that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, but women don't have to worry about landing on their berries. So on the greasy pole.
Landing on your vagine hurts as well.
Not the same way, though.
Congratulations, Wiggy. Coco, he probably didn't tell you because he didn't want the whole Instagram world to know before they actually got married. Coco!
No, I keep good secrets, actually.
Yeah. I think everybody here would have been able to keep a secret.
I'm not saying nobody.
That's
would,
fraudulent.
No, I wouldn't say everybody wouldn't be able to keep secrets, but, you know.
I think you didn't say it because you didn't want anybody saying, wait a minute, we really need you for the road show. I mean, that would have
That's the thing. Like, the conversation would have then came up beforehand. Well, oh, you're not going. And then it might have slipped out that way. So it's not that people wouldn't have kept secrets.
Wiggy, we knew you were good. Congratulations, bro. Don't pay no attention to the birthday walker, the whatever's on the schedule, Courtney, I'll take a day off, and Shime, the I need a day before and a day after I fly. Okay? You're good. I knew you would be.
That is so true. Shime had a whole golf event and didn't show up.
That was it was a work trip, Wiggy. There's nothing I could do about
to
that.
But I'm saying when you came back, he didn't show up to the actual golf tournament.
Well, Shime did the mini golf after the music festival and was still out.
Hey, Wig. Your mother, Coco, and I were actually really worried about you. We didn't know if you had some kind of a medical event or some other emergency far worse than that. So we got a new family policy. We're going to need you to text your mother and just let her know everything's okay. And then you'll explain later. I mean, after all, we had to listen to Greg Hill do a live read of Northeast Men's Health, and that guy doesn't even have low T. What a poke in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's nice. It's good to know that everything is A-okay.
Yes.
And what a moment for you as a dad.
It is a good moment.
Are you able to get out of the full wedding, like paying for
the wedding because
they did the city hall thing?
I'm not able to get out.
You're still going to have to pay for that.
Yeah, I'm not able to get out of that.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? No, I mean, I was happy for them.
Yeah, but no, happy tears.
I was happy that they were able to enjoy their day.
And I don't know, the hesitation says otherwise.
Yeah.
No, because it's like, you don't really realize it. It's kind of like an all a surreal moment, you know, when they're like, oh, you're now husband and wife. You're like, my little girl. You know
what I mean?
You've
been replaced.
Well, I don't know if you were listening, Wiggs, but Greg cried when he heard Jackson previewing audio and not potting up a phone call early in the show Friday.
I don't know how any guy.
X-Bear says this clearly didn't happen.
I don't know how any guy.
Do you have any proof for X-Bear?
No, I don't.
Do you have any photos? When
they put their pictures up, they'll put them up.
Okay.
I don't know how any guy. It's tough when you have a daughter like Courtney. It's kind of like it's like, you know, that moment when it's like official that, all right, she's still your daughter, but that little girl that you've seen is now a grown woman and, you know, going to be starting her own family and that kind of thing.
Can I ask a question? If Wiggy was going to make something up, why in God's name would he bring his daughter into it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's insane.
There's a million things
strange.
It's a Monday, Curtis. They're all on edge. They're all pissed at me because I said women are smarter than men.
Well, they are.
It's very strange.
It's all good.
Women
talk
to me.
I had I didn't want to tell anybody, but Vrabel had a private workout with Vrabel. to potentially make the team for this year at tight end.
Did he put the pads on and test how sturdy you were?
Yeah, he did. He had the little chest protector on, and then I had to run some routes and some other things. So I'm good. He said he'll let me know by August 1st.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Talina has responded to me.
Oh.
She said, I started to tell you at the last road show, but there were too many people around, so she was going to let me in.
Okay, all right.
And yeah, I've seen photos, so I know it's real.
Oh, you've seen photos.
Yep. Wait.
Wait a minute.
Oh, how
you
is
must
that?
Present those.
Nope.
You must present those to the Twitch police.
Nope. Absolutely not, yeah. But she looked gorgeous.
She did. Oh, they both look stunning, so.
So Wiggy takes a day off to spend with his daughter, who has a private wedding ceremony, and yet Courtney thinks she should have been told about it ahead of time. Is there anyone more self-centered than Courtney?
Yeah. I mean, it's because you love weddings.
It's because I love Wiggy.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why.
Yeah.
Back in my formative years, I actually dated a girl that lived on Adams Street. And what I don't remember about my time with her was the look on people's faces as they were dressed in their finest for Sunday morning mass as I snuck out of her bedroom window and she kissed me goodbye. What I do remember was those green, white, and red stripes down the center of Adams Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, it's a harmless tradition, but let's get rid of it. Been doing it since the 80s. Simple little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Looks different. It's not the yellow lines down the middle. It's something that is paying respect to heritage. But let's get rid of it.
Look at Diane Lane and Elizabeth Shue, like 60 years old. Karen Reed's in her early 40s.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Are you guys freaking morons? Come on.
That's okay. True.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Who else then?
What about, is Jennifer Aniston...
Jennifer Aniston's...
She's 56.
Right, but...
But she looks great.
Right. She could play that.
She could play a good Karen Reed,
I told
actually.
You, I think Elizabeth Shue. How old is Elizabeth Shue? Oh, you know...
Probably in her 40s, Elizabeth Shue,
You know who could probably play it and they could age her up a little bit? Is she's done it before, Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Elizabeth Shue, 61.
Oh, okay.
She is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
She looks great.
Hey, how do you spell Hardo with three letters? T-O-M.
He was into it.
Oh,
probably not going to happen.
Tom
is into it.
Sure. Time. Oh, is Gretchen Wiener going to be there? Courtney, that will be a big one. Oh, Courtney, always thinking about the big Wiener. Woohoo!
Nope, it would just be a good get. Mean Girls.
Who is Gretchen Wiener?
She was in Mean Girls.
Wieners with an S.
Wieners.
Yeah. She was like Regina George.
Yeah, Gretchen my father, Wieners. The inventor of the toaster strudel.
Yeah.
A great movie.
Oh, Reginald, what a wonderful evening on Lake Winnipesaukee. Oh my goodness, is that a beach whale? Oh, yeah, Mrs. Wiggins. Oh, yeah, I love beach sex. Oh, no, Reginald, the whale's having a seizure.
Yeah. Is Mrs. Wiggins coming this week?
Yeah, okay. She's coming.
All right, excellent. Santo coming?
Yes, Santo will be there.
Jess and James coming?
No, they're flying out Wednesday, so I'm solo at Nazwa.
Okay.
Big weekend.
Well, I can't wait.
I'm very excited.
I'm bringing Bullet, bringing
Linz.
Bringing Linz, yeah. Nice. So, final road show.
Oh.
I've requested a t-shirt cannon so we can blast some merch. Told Carolyn to please get a t-shirt cannon so we can blast some merch out to the boats. Maybe some food. I don't know. Can you throw it? Can you put food in those things?
Sure thing.
You can put potatoes in
there. Oh, Wiggs, by the way.
Maybe you throw some breakfast sandwiches out to the boats from the dive.
Great. We're on the same page. You missed out on the breakfast sandies.
Oh. Some good ones?
No, yeah. The best
one I've
ever had.
Sugar magnolia, right?
Yeah, sugar magnolia. You had the spicy one, but Greg and I had the arugula, and it was
very
the best.
Good.
What's sugar magnolia?
The name of the place.
Name of the restaurant.
Shime eating that thing was NC-17.
It was. I could. Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know what I liked more, those or those like cream puff desserts.
Oh my lord!
My Place by the Sea the night before. Holy smokes!
You should have heard Ken trashing Scheib's diet off air on Saturday. Holy cow!
Go for Ken. Good for Ken.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. For all things electric, then you gotta call Coleman. I have the fine people at Coleman doing a little outdoor lighting for me up in Maine at the shack. A little some outdoor back patio lighting. They are tip top when it comes to this. So if you need anything electric, call Coleman, and they are those who presented today's Hill Notes.
It's electric.